Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back. Second hour, Catholic Answers Live. All total wall-to-wall open forum today from beginning to end, and wall-to-wall Jimmy Akin as well. Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, also the author of A Daily Defense, which lots of people are using to either on a daily basis read through and have a different apologetics question answered, or just flip through it and learn various approaches.
A la carte.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Right.
Or dim sum.
Is that what dim sum means?
Well, literally translated, my understanding is dim sum means heart's desire. But it's used.
It is.
Yeah, but it's used in Chinese restaurants as a kind of a la carte. You pick out whatever is your heart's desire from the cart they bring around to you.
Oh, I'm so hungry. Why do you always bring up the food second hour?
Now I bring it up first hour too.
Do you?
We were talking about umeboshi plums in Catholic Answers More. That's food.
That's right.
That's Japanese food.
I'm going to go to the number four. If those who have a question and would like to get on the line to have Jimmy address your question, that number is 888-318-7884. Get on the line quickly, I would suggest, because those lines do fill up and we want to make sure we get to your question if we possibly can. That's 888-318-7884. But for those of you who were listening last hour or have listened maybe the 2 days prior, you are aware that we are in the midst of our quarterly pledge drive, where we come to you for just 6 hours.
So this is our spring drive.
Spring drive, and we're in the last hour of it. So
yes.
Now this is the last hour. We're well in. Now we're more than 3 minutes into the last hour of our spring drive, and we have a $30,000 matching pledge.
So the game has been upped. I mean, Tuesday we had a $20,000 matching pledge. Wednesday we had another $20,000. Then we had a donor step in and very generously offer a $30,000 matching challenge. So your dollars will be matched up to $30,000. That's what he's challenging you to do, is to match this $30,000. And we now have less than an hour to talk about it on the air on this station. So we need you to give us a call. This is the time we need to hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. As you may know, if you've been able to hear the show earlier today or yesterday, we found a way to rejigger our phone system so that not just the people in customer service can take your call, but everyone in the building can take your call. So we've got all kinds of people on the phones. When you call in, you might be talking to Darren Delosier, the head of our radio department. I can see he's in his office right now taking a pledge from someone. You might get Christopher Check, the president of Catholic Answers. You might get any number of other people in the building. We wanted to make it as easy as possible for you to get through and make your donation swiftly without having to have a long wait. And so we did that to make this easier for you, but we do need to hear from you today. In fact, right now, because there's less than an hour left. Don't put it off till the future, because you might forget. I know that's what happens to me when I mean to do something and then I put it off. Don't worry about missing part of the show. You can always check it out later on YouTube or on Catholic.com. You can listen to the podcast, so you don't have to worry about missing any information. The important thing is this is the time that we've set aside, this small space every quarter, where we need to raise the funds sufficient to keep the show on the air and to keep the ministry growing. So by all means, give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Once again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We're going to continue to take calls throughout the show because that's what we do. We're going to continue to do apologetics and evangelization. I just want to give out that number again, 888-291-8000, and let you know how this works, basically, because some people don't know or are confused about how it works, that we are a content producer. We make radio, and local stations air that radio at no cost to the local station. So you have to support your local station, and we do encourage that. We're all in this together. But in order for us to continue to make this content, we need your support. It doesn't happen without you, and we're particularly excited. It's been an extraordinary spring campaign, and we're very, very excited that today yet another donor, very generous donor, has given us a $30,000 matching pledge. $30,000 matching pledge. We would love to see $30,000 in donations to match that today. 888-291-8000 is the number. Jimmy, let's go to Karina in Oceanside, California, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Karina, you're on with Jimmy. What's your question?
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, apart from the Bible, what kind of historical evidence is there for Peter being the first pope? And also, what would like the sources be?
Okay, well, we have a variety of sources that talk about Peter's life apart from the New Testament. And one of the things that they agree on universally is that he ministered in the city of Rome, and that's where he died. He was martyred about the year AD 66, and you know, after the Great Fire of Rome happened in 64, Nero, the emperor, began persecuting Christians and trying to blame the fire on them because people were thinking he was the one that set the fire, so he wanted to find a scapegoat. And so he martyred St. Peter around AD 66. He martyred St. Peter. St. Paul in AD 67, and this is something that's testified to by a lot of different sources in the ancient church. In fact, there's a book on the martyrdom accounts of St. Peter and Paul. It's a scholarly book that goes through all the different early sources that we have that testify to this, and it's a fascinating read. We have a lot of other sources in the church fathers that talk about Jesus gave this special role of pope to Peter. He gave Peter a special authority. He gave him a special role in the church as the rock on which the church is built. So that's, in fact, why Simon Bar-Jona got named Peter, or Petros in Greek. It means rock. That's because Jesus said, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." So he gave Peter this special role. In Luke, he told him to strengthen the faith of the other apostles, so he gave him a pastoral role even among the other apostles. In John's gospel, when other apostles are right there, he says, "Do you love me more than these?" And when Peter says he does, he says, "Then feed my sheep." So he's including the other apostles as the sheep. And this is something we find in the New Testament, but we find the same themes echoed and explored in the writings of the church fathers. For example, the church father Eusebius, he's known as the father of church history, and he talks about how Peter and Paul went to Rome and built the church there, and then we have the line of bishops of Rome or popes stemming from them. We have various testimonies in the church fathers to the authority of the Bishop of Rome going back to St. Peter. If you want a single resource that kind of goes into this, I would suggest my book, The Fathers Know Best. It's a collection of excerpts from the writings of the church fathers divided by topic, and several of the chapters are devoted specifically to establishing the special role that Peter had in the church, and the fact he went to Rome, and the fact that the successors, his successors as bishops of Rome, have the same Petrine authority. All of that's covered in a lot of detail in the writings of the church fathers, and the relevant excerpts are there for you in my book, The Fathers Know Best.
Thank you very much, Karina, for that call. I'm going to continue to give out the number between callers, 888-291-8000, because we do have this $30,000 matching challenge today, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000, or you can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We now go to John in Peoria, Illinois, listening on the Catholic Answers app. John, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a Catholic that's been divorced, and I'm setting up a program to go through an annulment.
Okay.
Also in a relationship with someone. And I was curious to know that once the annulment's complete and we want to get married again, does she have to go through the Catholic catechism to get married in the church with me, or can her and I just get married in the church without her being a Catholic.
Okay. Let me ask a couple of questions. First one is, with your first marriage that you're seeking an annulment on, were you a Catholic or your spouse a Catholic at the time of that marriage?
I was Catholic and
okay.
She became Catholic.
Okay. So you were Catholic. Did you get married in the church or outside of the church?
Inside, in the church.
Okay. So that marriage is presumed valid, and that means that an annulment is not guaranteed here. So you don't want to assume that just because there's a procedure to examine whether a marriage was null, that means automatically your marriage was null. So you want to be careful there. And that has implications for how serious you may want to be in a relationship right now, because you may not be free to marry someone else. And you don't want hurt feelings either for you or for this other person. And so you want to be cautious about this. Assuming you are free to marry, then it's not required that your spouse become a Catholic. Obviously, the ideal is for your future spouse to become a Catholic. That way, the two of you can be united, not just as husband and wife, but be united spiritually as well. And that always helps strengthen a marriage. And so that's the ideal. I'd see if she's interested in exploring the Catholic faith. And if she is, that's marvelous. And we have all kinds of resources at Catholic.com that can help her out. Also, your local parish, you'd want to get involved there in their inquirer's class. So it's great if she is interested in exploring whether to become Catholic. But if she's not, then it's still possible for you to marry her, assuming there's nothing on her end that needs to be taken care of. Like, if she's been married before, then she also would need to get an annulment to show that she's free to marry you. And that's something your local parish could help you with. But if she's free to marry you and you're free to marry her, then it's possible for you to marry even though she's not Catholic. You may need what's known as a dispensation to marry her, depending on whether she's baptized as a Christian or not. If she's not baptized as a Christian, you would need to get a special kind of permission called a dispensation from your bishop to marry her, but that's not too hard to obtain. If she is a fellow Christian, then you still need to get permission to marry her, but it's not the same as the dispensation I spoke about. But it's quite possible you need to make sure that, you know, you're planning on preserving your Catholic faith and continuing to practice your Catholic faith and, you know, protect yourself from anything that would, you know, try to pull you away from that. Also, you have an obligation as a Catholic to do what you can to see that any children arising from the union are raised Catholic. That may or may not be relevant at your time of life. And she would need to be informed of these responsibilities on your part, but she doesn't have to agree to anything in particular. She just has to be aware of your obligations as a Catholic and still agree to marry you.
Thank you very much, John, for that question. We have a $30,000 match.
Yeah.
A matching pledge today. I'm looking at the clock and I'm seeing we have about 41 or 2 minutes left on the air. I can tell you this, that after the show is over, folks will stay and answer the phones as long as the phones keep ringing. So
right.
You don't have to worry. You can, if you're on your way home now or something like that, give a call after the show airs. But right now we have everyone in the building next to a phone. If they're not here in the studio with us, they're next to a phone ready to answer your call. $30,000 matching pledge today, 888-291-8000, or go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, 888-291-8000.
And, you know, in the previous hour, we talked about one of Jesus's sayings that's not found in the Gospels. It is better to give than to receive, or it's more blessed to give than to receive. So, you know, when you donate to help the work of Catholic Answers, we are very certainly blessed by that. But you will be even more blessed because, as Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. So if you want to tap into those blessings, please do contact us and support the work of Catholic Answers by calling 888-291-8000, or anywhere you are in the world, any time of day or night, even if you're like listening to this later on podcast, even weeks later, you can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely there online. We've also been talking about some things St. Paul says about giving, like in Galatians 6. He says that the one who is taught God's word should share all good things with the teacher and to make the teacher's work possible. And so if you're being taught God's word here via Catholic Answers Live, by all means, please share some of your generosity with us. And St. Paul also indicates that you'll receive blessings for that. He goes on to say, this is still in Galatians 6, he goes on to say, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh, and in context that means just spending your money on your own pleasures, he who sows to the flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit, and in context that means using your money to help the work of God's Spirit, God's spiritual work, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. And so St. Paul is very big on the fact that if you use your money in a spiritual way, you will reap spiritual benefits. And so if you've been learning about God and finding out new things here on Catholic Answers Live, if we've been teaching you, by all means, please help this work go forward by sharing your generosity with us, and God will bless you for that. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 8, another one of Paul's very famous sayings about giving is God loves a cheerful giver. And so if we've touched you and brought joy, whether it's intellectual joy or emotional joy or spiritual joy into your life by things you've heard, you know, little things like, oh, I never thought of that. That's awesome. By all means, take that cheerfulness and share your generosity with us. We have that $30,000 matching challenge. We now have less than 45 minutes before we have to stop talking about it here on the air. We won't be talking about it for months after this. And so now is when we need to hear from you. Please do it now while you're thinking about it. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And you can also make your donation safely and securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers changes lives. We know Catholic Answers changes lives because we hear from people each and every day who tell us just that, that Catholic Answers has made an enormous difference in my life. Here's an example.
Hi, this is John Beggy from Portland, Oregon, and I wanted to share with you the impact that Catholic Answers Live has had on me and my faith formation. And what it's allowed me to do is be able to gain a deeper and more faithful understanding of the magisterium and the teaching of the Catholic Church, which in turn has given me the confidence to be able to share with others. And I'm forever grateful for the staff at Catholic Answers Live, as they've given me the knowledge and the understanding so that I can go and take those first steps in being able to be an apologist.
888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000, a $30,000 match. For the remainder of this hour, we have now about 35 minutes left in the program. 888-291-8000 is the number.
And we have some special gifts that we'd like to send you. I don't know that we've talked about them this hour, but if you join the radio club, we have a couple of books if you're able to donate $18 or more a month, or if you're already a member and you make a one-time donation of a certain amount, we have two books that we'd like to send you. What are they, Si?
Surprised by Life from Patrick Madrid. 10 converts explain how Catholic teachings on life led them to the church. We're very happy to send you that. And an absolutely beautiful book by Cardinal Robert Sarah, a follow-up to his just worldwide bestseller, God or Nothing. And this book is called The Power of Silence Against the Dictatorship of Noise. We're able to send you both of those books, if you are able to make a monthly pledge of $18 or more at the number 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there. We go now to Eric in Marina Del Rey, California, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Eric, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, I had a question about papal infallibility, or I guess more generally infallibility, and what counts as infallible, because there seems to be like no good answer on it, because I hear different things about, especially when it comes to like Humana Vitae and Sacerdotalis Ordinatio, where in me reading it as a layperson, it looks pretty clear to me that Pope Paul VI or Pope John Paul II is calling upon their papal authority when they talk about their role as successor to Peter in affirming that birth control can't be used or that women will never be priests, and also calling on the deposit of the faith. But you hear like continued debate on it. Is there any way to know for sure what's really an infallible statement and what's not, and what exercises ordinary infallibility and what exercises extraordinary? I mean, extraordinary is obviously obvious, but anyway.
Okay, yeah, well, let me take a swing at this. Unfortunately, you've asked a very interesting question that to answer in detail would take a long time to explain, longer than I have here. In fact, one of the things I'm hoping to do in the near future is write a book on how to analyze and categorize the authority levels of different magisterial statements, because it's a fascinating subject. There's lots of misinformation on this, as you indicate. Unfortunately, that book's not out yet. But if you are interested in that kind of book, let us know here at Catholic Answers, and hopefully we can see about producing it. To give you a very brief overview, so as you mentioned, there's two different ways the magisterium is exercised. There's what's known as the ordinary exercise of the magisterium and the extraordinary exercise of the magisterium. The ordinary exercise is the normal way the magisterium operates. It's just the ordinary teaching of the Pope or the bishops, wherever they are in the world. They're not gathered into an ecumenical council. They're not issuing a dogmatic definition. They're just doing their ordinary teaching job. When they agree that something is obligatory for the faithful in a definitive manner that doesn't admit of any exceptions, then that teaching, even through the ordinary magisterium, becomes infallible. And according to the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, that has happened for the Church's teaching regarding the use of contraception in marriage and for the ordination of men only to the priesthood. Those have both been defined by the ordinary magisterium. The extraordinary magisterium, which is exercised by ecumenical councils teaching in union with the Pope, or by the Pope himself when he makes an ex cathedra definition, has not addressed those two issues definitively. So the statements you mentioned by Paul VI in Humanae Vitae and by John Paul II in Ordinatio Sacerdotalis, those were not infallible definitions by the Pope. Those doctrines were already infallibly defined by the ordinary magisterium. In order to find an infallible definition from a council or a pope, you need to look for some special language. And it's more than just saying this is true. It's more than just saying the faith teaches this. It's more than just saying I'm teaching this as the successor of Peter. There are some very specific terms that typically are used in order to issue a definition. And if you don't see those terms, what you're looking at probably is not a definition. In the case of an ecumenical council, they need to both be touching on a doctrinal matter rather than, say, a disciplinary matter, and they need to say something like anathema sit, or let him be anathema. That's kind of the classic phrase that gets used when they're making a definition if they're dealing with a matter of doctrine. Also, they may use the word define, and that's the word that you want to look for if you're reading a papal document. The popes typically will say something like, I declare and define that such and such is the case. And when they use that verb define, that's when you know that they're making an infallible definition. If they don't use the word define, even if they're otherwise using very strong language, they're not invoking the fullness of their authority as the successor of Peter typically, and so they're not typically making a definition that's infallible at that point.
Okay, Eric?
Okay. Yeah, that helps a lot. The one quick thing, what body did you say it was that said that those two matters had already been taught that they were infallible?
It's the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. It's the body that that Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, later Benedict XVI, was head of, and both of those statements were made during his time. So, in fact, if you Google Jimmy Akin, Ratzinger, infallible, and either contraception or women's ordination, you'll find stuff on my blog that cites the relevant sources.
Thank you so much, Eric, for that call. We have a $30,000 matching pledge that we have just about a half hour to make sure that we reach that $30,000. We really want to reach that $30,000.
We do. We need to. And you know, the clock is rapidly running out. So by all means, give us a call. By the way, if you had any difficulty calling on previous days, we've now got the phones rigged, so everyone is available to you to make this easy. We're going into a break now, so we're going to have a couple of minutes. You won't miss anything. This is the ideal time to call. We need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, but please contact us one way or another, 888-291-8000. Time is almost run out, and so the situation is urgent.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Tomorrow morning on EWTN Radio, don't forget to join Dr. Ray Guarendi as he takes calls from listeners with family, relationship, and pastoral difficulties. The Doctor is In with Dr. Ray Guarendi airs weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And after Catholic Answers Live today, Raymond Arroyo challenges viewers with important political and cultural reporting and analysis of a wide variety of topics of interest to Catholics and people of faith on the world over with Raymond Arroyo right here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thank you very much for joining us. We remind you that if you're a Trent Horn fan or if you'd like to hear a real master debate the question of life and death, Trent debates a pro-choice professor, philosophy professor, and it's for free. You get a free download at Catholic.com. We have a bunch of people to thank because you've been so generous.
Yeah.
And I will remind you before I get to those thanks, we have a $30,000 matching pledge or a match given to us today.
And we have less than 25 minutes to talk about it.
And we have, wow. Okay. And the number, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Thank you, Mary, for your $500 gift. Thank you, Chad, down in Texas. And I'll say the location if the location's here for your $50 gift. Joseph in L.A., that's either Louisiana or Los Angeles.
I would assume Louisiana because it's
looks like a postal.
Well, yeah, they're using postal abbreviations. So Joseph in Louisiana.
Okay. And Gerardo in California, thank you so much for your $100 gift. Travis in Muncie, Indiana, $50, $10 a month from Ann in Albuquerque. Thank you both very much for those very generous donations. And Frank, $2,000.
Hey, so another new member to the President's Club.
That's right. And do you get to bring a spouse into the President's Club with you if it's $2,000?
I believe it's on a household basis.
Oh, it's a household basis.
I think so.
Okay, very good. So thank you to all those donors. Again, we're just in the 20s of minutes left in our spring drive. We only come to you four times a year to ask you to support Catholic Answers Live. We don't just like your support. Although we do like it, we need it.
Yeah.
We need that support in order to continue to do what we do. 888-291-8000 is the number. Help us with that $30,000 matching pledge. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy, you want to go to callers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't think I was ready to go to callers. Gustav in Bedford, New Hampshire, watching on YouTube. Hi, Gustav, and thanks to everybody watching on YouTube or Facebook or Periscope. Gustav, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Si.
Howdy.
Hi, Gustav.
So I guess there's different parts to my question, and it's all regarding blessings.
Okay. What's the first
part? I
want
to know what type of blessings can the laity do?
The laity can do a variety of blessings. They're not strictly categorized by type. It's sort of ad hoc. Obviously, laity can do simple things like say, God bless you and things like that, or make the sign of the cross on their children's forehead or something like that. But the church has a collection of blessings that's found in a document known as the Book of Blessings. And each one of those individually has an introduction that, among other things, explains who can do this. And in some cases, they'll be reserved to particular individuals like priests and deacons. In other cases, though, it will expressly say that laity can do this blessing. And so the way to know for sure whether a particular blessing can be done by laity is by looking it up in the Book of Blessings and checking the introduction to see what it says there. Like I said, there's not a systematic rule about laity can do this kind but not another. But one generalization that I've noticed in looking at the various blessings is that laity tend not to be able to do blessings that are associated with entering a state of life. So, for example, if someone's being consecrated as a monk or a nun, that's something that a lay person, an ordinary lay person certainly, typically is not able to do. But if it's something like the blessing of throats on St. Blaise's Day, that's one that laity – it's not entering a new state of life. That's one that laity are permitted to do.
Gustav?
Okay. That's great. Can you actually give a definition of blessing, because is it like I've read that it's like a power given to us by God, or it's a free gift from God? What happens?
So there is a formal definition, but my memory is fuzzy on it exactly. I'd need to check either the Book of Blessings or it may be in the Catechism. But if I had to define it off the top of my head, based on my memory of what I've seen the official definition say, is it's basically an invitation. It's an appeal to God to use a particular thing, whether it's a state of life or an object or whatever, to further His glory and to benefit people here on earth.
Thank you very much, Gustav, for that call. We are joined now in studio by Chris Check, the president of Catholic Answers. Hi, Chris.
Si, Jimmy, I apologize for breaking up the show, but I just had to share a story.
Please.
Of a call that I just took from a gentleman named Michael, who lives in South Carolina. He lives in his car. He's got a job. He's saving money to buy a home, but right now he's living out of his car. He just made a gift of $10 a month to support a $10 monthly pledge to support Catholic Answers Live. And he just went on at length about how this program brings him so much joy, so much education, so much edification. And he said it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, of course, the three of us, we know that.
Yes.
We know that's true. Our listeners know that's true. But I just wanted to share with our listeners, here is a man living in his car, and he has made this extremely sacrificial gift while he's trying to save to buy a home. And I was just sitting there. The hair was standing up on the back of my neck as he was telling me this story, and I wanted to share that with our listeners. So,
absolutely. Wow.
Extraordinary generosity.
Let's ask everybody to pray for it.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. Everyone, please pray for Michael in South Carolina. He's living in his car. He's working. He's saving money for a home right now. Please keep him in your prayers. And I know that our Lord is going to bless this generosity. He will.
Michael, thank you very, very much for that very, very generous act.
All right. So I just wanted to share that story with you guys.
Thank you very much.
All right.
That's
take care.
Incredibly powerful.
It is indeed. And very humbling.
Yeah.
A very humbling call. It's hard to know exactly what to say when someone is that
thank you.
Generous.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You're good, Jimmy. You know what to say. Yeah, we have this $30,000 match. We've had, I suppose it gives you a sense of that we're a communion of people. I mean, when you have someone who says, I'll give you $20,000 yesterday, mm-hmm. if you go out and match it, that's a person obviously of means who mm-hmm. values what we do here.
Right.
And then a person like Michael, who, a person not of means,
right.
and who will say, I'll give you $10 a month to keep doing what you're doing.
Right. And obviously the biblical story that calls to mind is the widow's mite,
yep.
where a particular widow at the temple in Jerusalem in Jesus' day was voluntarily giving even – it was just two small coins. In Greek, the word is lepta. An individual lepton is a very small copper coin, and it's not worth very much. But Jesus said, because she gave out of her poverty, she gave more than these other people who gave much objectively larger amounts. And so, when someone like Michael makes a sacrifice, it's voluntarily, but of that nature, it's incredibly generous, and we want to thank that in a special way. It's something that he didn't have to do, but if he chooses to do it, it's something that is very special and very meaningful, and we want to acknowledge that.
And I feel like I'm going to – that's it's such a motivation to do your very, very best. I mean, I really feel like people work hard around here and, mm-hmm. and try very hard to do our best. But I guess that's just a little added –
yep.
Get out there.
Indeed.
Continue that work. 888-291-8000 is the number if you can call and pledge to support Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, we have a $30,000 matching pledge today, a gift of extraordinary gratitude that we are extraordinarily grateful for. 888-291-8000. 8,000 is the number. We now go to Jenny in Walla Walla, Washington. Jenny, you are on with Jimmy Akin. What's your question? Hi, Jenny. I know you're there. I can hear it.
Yeah.
No? We'll get back to Jenny.
We'll get back to you. By the way, folks, just so you're aware, when you're on hold, please do listen to your phone because that'll enable us to serve you in the best way possible. Don't use speakerphone or have headsets that you're standing by. As soon as you're on hold, just keep the phone to your ear and it'll help us out.
We'll try to get back to you in a quick second there. Jenny, we go now to Robert in Camdenton, Missouri. Robert, you are on with Jimmy Akin. What's your question?
Hi, Jimmy.
Howdy.
This is the first time I've really been talking on the radio, so I'm a little nervous.
That's okay.
Anyway, it's a deep privilege. First of all, I have basically two questions and one statement to make, if that's all right.
Well, we don't have a lot of time today. How about we take your first question?
Okay. Thank you. And
call back another time with the other.
Okay. As a Catholic, do we have any kind of concept or belief that there's blessed assurance on this side of death, that one will go to heaven on the other side of death?
Yes. Any assurance that we're going to go to heaven is by definition blessed. And God has given us various ways of being assured that we will go to heaven. This is one of the subjects that's talked about, for example, in the first epistle of John, where he specifically talks about, if you're living in love for your brother and for God, then you can be assured that you're going to go to heaven. The same theme is explored elsewhere in the New Testament, in particular, where it announces the message of salvation in various ways. It talks about the things you need to do to be saved. You need to have faith. You need to be baptized. You need to repent of sin and so forth. And you can be therefore confident that if you do those things, then you'll be saved. Now, that doesn't mean that there's no possibility of self-deception. There is. And even St. Paul acknowledged that. He said, I'm not aware of anything against myself, but that doesn't mean I'm justified. He said, it's God who judges me. So he acknowledged that it is possible for us to deceive ourselves. Also, we have free will and we could turn our back on God one day if we misuse our free will and fall into what's known as mortal sin. That's something St. Paul also talks about, where he talks about how, for example, when he talks to the Corinthians about how they believed and that brought them salvation unless they believed in vain and have turned their back on God. So this is something that is a recurring theme in the New Testament. The good news is even if we do commit mortal sin, we can still repent and come back to God. That's the purpose of Jesus teaching the parable of the prodigal son. Where the son is received by the father again, even though he turned his back on him. It's also why Jesus instituted the sacrament of confession, which we read about in John chapter 20. So we do have assurance that on God's part, God has promised that if we respond to his offer of grace, then he will save us. And so that gives us assurance if we look at our lives and we say, yeah, I'm responding to God's offer of salvation in the way he said I should. I'm, you know, participating in the sacraments, I've repented and all these things, then that does give us assurance that we'll be with him in heaven. But we have to recognize there is the possibility that we could be self-deceived or that we could misuse our free will in the future, and those could interfere with our salvation. But we still, apart from that, can have assurance in God.
Roberts, will you, in fact, call us back again with the other points?
At this time, I mean, another day?
Yes, please. Yeah, because because we're kind of going quick for...
we have other people we need to get to, and we only have a few minutes, and we have to fundraise today, too.
So we'd love it if you'd call it back again. Thanks, Robert.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
888-291-8000 is the number to support Catholic Answers Live right now. And why I say right now, we are coming down to the last moments of our spring efforts.
Yeah, we have less than 15 minutes left.
However, I will say this. The phones will remain open after we go off the air, and they will remain open as long as there are calls coming in. So there's going to be somebody there to take your call if you're on the road right now or need time to get to where you can make that call. 888-291-8000. Anytime, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com to make that donation.
Even after we're off the air today, even in future days, if you're listening at any time, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, even if it's not part of this drive, and
but I will
help support the ministry.
But we have that $30,000 matching pledge.
Yeah.
And so today, this is if you feel any urgency, well, maybe feel that as the prompting of the Spirit a little bit, because it is urgent, and we are in the very last moments of our ability, or well, not our ability, but of our opportunity that we have every 4 months to come to you and ask you for your support.
We've committed to you that we're not going to fundraise all the time. We only do it 3 days every 4 months, or 3 days every 3 months. And so it's not even all of our two-hour shows. It's just part of them. We do answer questions. We want to keep the shows interesting, keep the work of the ministry going forward. So our commitment to you is we're not going to over-fundraise on this. But what that means is when we do fundraise, when we do come before these microphones and say we need your help, we really do need your help. And that time is right now. It's urgent. It's the last part of the show. We need to meet that matching challenge of $30,000. And for that to happen, we need to hear from you. We've opened up every phone line in the building that we have someone who's able to man it to make sure that you get through easily and quickly. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
And now we have to take a quick, very, very brief break, and we'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
Do you want to end abortion, halt the attack on traditional marriage, and ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Call now with your question. 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
This is it, the last segment of our pledge drive for this season. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. And just a little note that Jimmy and I are going to stay after for those who are watching the show streaming. We'll be here for an extra segment to visit with you after the show. That number again, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And if you're listening on the on a terrestrial radio station, you want to see our pre-show or our post-show, Catholic Answers More, you can always check that out on YouTube.com/CatholicCom, and we have those archived there for you. We want to say thank you to Kathleen, who originally called to donate $250, but then called back and said, make it $500. So that's awesome. That's an extra bit of generosity. So thank you so much for that extra generosity, Kathleen. That's really meaningful. Also, today apparently is the 90th birthday.
Yay!
Of Elizabeth, who's one of our donors. So happy birthday. Happy 90th birthday to Elizabeth, and here's to many happy returns.
And here's a taste of what folks say to us when they tell us what Catholic Answers means in their life. This is a little testimony that came in.
I've just kind of stumbled upon this Catholic broadcasting channel, which introduced me to the podcast of Catholic Answers that I get during the day. So I found it very helpful and very interesting that Catholics are biblical and have answers and not superstitious, and it kind of rocked my world. So keep up the good work, Catholic Answers, and all you people that are involved. Thanks again for what you do. God bless you.
And thank you so much for that testimony. And
rocking people's world is what we're all about.
Yeah, well, the thing
what
is,
we want to do.
The truth itself does rock your world.
Yeah.
I mean, and it goes on and on. We can go deeper and deeper into the truth, because the truth is, in fact, a person, or a trinity of three persons. Jesus Christ himself is the truth, and he's an endlessly fascinating person.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say that?
Infinitely.
Infinitely.
Yeah.
Is that even more than endlessly? Is infinitely even more?
Well,
than?
It depends on how you want to define your terms. But
888-291-8000 is the number to pledge and support Catholic Answers. Again, $30,000 match for today. $30,000 match. This is a great opportunity for us. We hope it strikes you as a great opportunity, both to support what we believe is an important spiritual work, confirming folks in the faith and defending the faith and sharing the faith with many who have never heard it. 888-291-8000 is that number. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. How about we go back to calls,
Sounds
Jimmy,
great.
For a quick minute? We go now to Charles in Abilene, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Charles, your question for Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'll be real quick.
Okay.
I think I've been enlightened in Scripture, and my question is, when Elijah and Enoch begin their 3.5-year prophecy, that starts God's prophetic time clock, and as we know, the beast makes war against them and overcomes them and kills them. And my question is, I've come to believe that it is the two witnesses that will inflict the mortal wound upon the head of the beast, the Antichrist. My question is, why is it that, why do you think that squares with Scripture? And can you kind of, you know, give me some feedback on this to see if
sure.
you really feel like I'm on the right track here.
Okay, so you're referring to a passage in the book of Revelation. This is Revelation chapter 11. And in that passage, there are two olive trees and two lampstands which stand before the Lord of the earth. And John tells us that if anyone would harm them, fire pours from their mouth and consumes their foes. If anyone would harm them, he is doomed to be killed. They have power to shut the sky that no rain may fall during the days of their prophesying, and they have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to smite the earth with every plague as often as they desire. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends from the bottomless pit will make war on them and will conquer them and kill them. And their bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which is allegorically called Sodom in Egypt, where their Lord was crucified. So that's Jerusalem. In terms of who these witnesses are, now you mentioned them being Enoch and Elijah, and that's a common theory. However, if you look at the symbolism that's associated with them, it would suggest something different. It would suggest in particular, since one of them shuts up the heavens from rain, which is something that Elijah is famous for doing, one of them does seem to echo Elijah, but the other turns water to blood and strikes the earth with plagues. And that doesn't sound like Enoch. Enoch never did those things. But you know who did is Moses. And so it looks like who we have here is it figures that echo Moses and Elijah, who themselves represent the law and the prophets, or the two components of the Hebrew scriptures. And so many people have looked here and said, okay, these may not actually be individuals. These may be the law and the prophets, God's word written, and it's the judgment that it indicates falls on those who disobey God's word. Also, in terms of them being the ones who strike a blow against the Antichrist, certainly they don't strike a final blow, because that's something that the New Testament says Jesus himself will do. And here they're actually killed by the Antichrist. And so what this means is somewhat uncertain, and there are other possibilities as well. Also, I wouldn't say that this necessarily applies to our future at all. Much of the book of Revelation is said to – well, the book of Revelation is said to show what's going to happen soon, and that suggests that – much of what it, at least most of what it said, is likely to have happened in the first century or the first few Christian centuries. If you want to read more about that, type in Jimmy Akin and Book of Revelation, and you'll find some stuff I've written on that. So I would say there's a bunch of interpretive options here. Many of them apply to our past. There may also be applications to our future, because prophecy can have more than one meaning. But I would say be cautious here and think about alternatives in terms of what something could mean without assuming it must mean one particular thing.
Thank you very much, Charles. And I will take one more opportunity to remind you that these are the very last moments of our pledge drive, our spring pledge drive here at Catholic Answers Live. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, we're able to send you Surprise by Life, a wonderful new book from Patrick Madrid, and The Power of Silence Against the Dictatorship of Noise, by Cardinal Robert Seurat, a follow-up to his magnificent book, God or Nothing. We'd love to be able to send those to you, and we are able to do that if you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more. And all of that will help us to reach our goal this hour of $30,000. And we do, in fact, have a matching pledge of $30,000.
Right. And we're right down to the end of the show now. There's very little time left, so the situation is urgent. We really need to hear from you. Please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. We're going to be going off the air here in just a few moments, which means you're not going to miss anything, and this is going to be the perfect time to call. We're still going to have people here standing by the phones to take your donation, to accept your generosity. They're going to be here as long as you keep calling in. So by all means, just because we go off the air, don't assume that it's too late. It's not too late. You can still call 888-291-8000. We'll still be here as long as we keep hearing calls come in. And even after that, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com 24/7. Even in future days, even if it's not part of this drive, you can still go there, become part of the radio club, receive the benefits that we'll be offering for your generosity when you join the radio club. That web address, again, is CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You won't have to worry about how do I navigate to find the place to give. It'll be right there for you on that exact page, making it quick and easy and convenient. It's a secure web server, so you can donate securely online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or right now, give us a call. Help us meet that $30,000 challenge today. It's 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. Remember, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Please share all good things with those who teach you, and God loves a cheerful giver.
888-291-8000 is that number. Again, the phones will remain open. So if you're just pulling into the driveway now, or you will a short time from now, please give that call. 888-291-8000, and someone will be there to take that call, to pick up that call. Thanks to everyone who has supported us throughout this drive. Thanks to those donors who made these daily matches possible, daily matches that mm-hmm. we really didn't know about just two or three days ago.
Right. They came in on the fly.
Right.
That's an incredible testimony to people's generosity.
Yes. Very, very generous. And thank you. And a special thanks to Michael for your contribution. And 888-291-8000 is that number. You thought I had a brain cramp, didn't you, Nick? 888-2, that was a dramatic pause. 291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We'll see you next time on Catholic Answers Live.